You know? And you can tell the difference of people who are not lovers of their presence. Oh, they got a lot of word, but they ain't got no presence. They got a lot of hot air. Glory! Oh, I have a message from the Lord. Matthew 6. Preparation, preparation, training for reigning. Are you ready? Woohoo! Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31. What a time we're in, you know? It's an honor to be alive. Just think about that. God chose you to be alive during this whole crazy episode, end time event. Be a part of the rapture. Think about that. We're going to be a part of the removal of the church. As long as you don't do something stupid and get killed. Amen? Because the devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. You open the door, he's going to come after you. But what a time to be alive. See, Israel is going to be attacked at some time. But they can't beat Israel. See, they're gathering all around Israel right now. Iran, Russia, all of them are, you know. Persia, who is Iran. They're all gathering around. They're all getting set up. They're providing, they're infiltrating places and setting up missiles and all their stuff to attack Israel. Wait till Israel strikes oil. They're going to really go freaky. Because Israel's going to strike the largest oil that the world has ever seen. And everybody's going to want the resources. But they're not going to get it. Because the hand of God is on Israel. Amen? But that will eventually come. We will be here while it's going on. And the world will gather and see what's going on. And they'll see the protection of Israel. You got to remember there's going to be certain chaotic, huge events that are going to happen. Besides the one that's happening right now, this false flag, all this false stuff. Amen? Why? What's the purpose of this? God's allowing certain things to awaken people. You know, if this doesn't awaken them, this, all of this other stuff that's going on and all this false sickness and everything. And I'm not saying there's not a flu. There's a fluke. People are going in the hospital and getting killed. They're starting to arrest some of these doctors now. Yeah, it's happening. I keep trying to put something on Facebook, and every time I get to a certain point, it goes poof. Fleshbook. They won't allow me to put nothing on there. I can't tell the truth. They shut me right off. Bam. Oh, there's an error. Yeah, I got your error. It's called deception. You just won't let me put anything on there. You know, I've come to the conclusion that there is no justice on the earth or in the world system. None. The only justice that comes is through divine intervention from God Almighty for an individual. They might go to court and say, oh, we got justice. It was a hand of God. The only justice that truly comes is from the hand of God. There is no justice. That's why his throne is justice and righteousness. Amen? There's no justice here. The only justice that comes is through the mighty hand of God. That means that you and I must become seekers, not of his hand, but of his presence. Seekers of him. See, that's what separates me, you, from the world. Those that truly seek. See, there's many lookers. In fact, the world looks everywhere. There's a lot of people that look, but they don't truly seek. Because if they would seek, they would have the answer. Amen? Matthew 6, verse 31. Let's speak it together. Therefore, do not what? Do not what? Do not freak out. Saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. Again, these are the unsaved. For your heavenly Father knows exactly what you need. But first do what? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be what? Added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for today is its own trouble. Seek is an area where you pursue until you find. See, there are people that look but don't pursue. Seek is a representation of pursue until you find. It is the meeting place of exchange with God Almighty. You're exchanging the old life for the new life. You're no longer earthly bound, you're heavenly bound. You're exchanging rebellion for submission and obedience. It is a place where you are meeting. It's called the meeting place. Everyone say meeting place. You know, we read in Psalm 91, it's called the secret place. Amen? But it is a meeting place. And it's a place of this meeting. Only then can there be an exchange. And you become heavenly bound, not earthly bound. I've heard people say, well, I'm so heavenly bound, I can't do anything. Well, you're an idiot. There's no such thing. It's called familiar spirits and demonic influence. Hello? Oh, I'm so spiritual. No, you're not. You're deceived. We have dominion and control over all things. Amen? Because he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. Well, I've been influenced. Well, why'd you allow the influence to come? Because you missed the meeting place. There is a meeting place with God every day available for every believer. And in that place, there's an exchange made. Where you're no longer a looker, you're a seer. Does everybody get this? See, God wants to see beyond the physical, beyond. He wants to see things through. Everything before you do it, he wants you to see the end result. Well, I shouldn't have done that. Well, if you would have saw the end result, you wouldn't. Amen? Hallelujah. Again, as I've said, I come to the conclusion that there is no justice on the earth or in the world system. Only through the divine intervention of God Almighty can justice be manifested. And that only comes through those who meet God. God will not work on the behalf of an individual that will not meet him. Matthew 7, verse 7. Would you read it with me? Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be what? Open. Now, this is powerful because this is a reputation of the tabernacle of God, the three chambers. You ask is the area of, you know, you're asking. What are you doing? Well, you're not asking for the area of, you're asking for invitation. You're asking for the things of him, not for you. It's a place where you are able to deny yourself. Why? So you can seek and fight. And so when you find him, you're able to follow. And there's an exchange made. That means you've entered the most holy place. So you're asking. One of the things that the Lord said to me one day, he said, and I was looking for a healing. And he said, command me. He said, ask me to command you. So I was asking him. I said, Lord, I saw him in a vision. And he said, walk. And I couldn't walk. And I felt the pain. And I looked back at him and said, like, what's up? And he said, I want you. It's important that you get this. I want you to ask me to command you to walk. See, there was a difference. So I said, Lord, command me to walk. And he said, I command you to walk. And I ran. And I was totally healed. See, there's a difference in that area. When we are asking God, we're asking our invitation. Lord, draw me closer to you. I mean, see, so many people approach God and they're like, good morning, Lord, I need this. Lord, bring me into your presence. That's the greatest thing you can ask him. Bring me into your presence. Now you're asking him something that pleases him. Bring me into your presence. When you get into that place, you are battling, you are fighting. Why? Because you're denying yourself. You can't ask him to show me your glory until you've gotten to a place of meeting. Does everybody get it? There must be a place of meeting. Every time it's called the meeting place, where he waits for you to get to him. See, he already came here. Now he says, come to me. The word says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. That's a meeting place. Amen. But so many times people are trying to communicate with God in such a long distance. They're not willing to press through, pray through. They're not willing to get to the meeting place. That's why they don't change. And that's why there's not an exchange. Hello? Verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be door to open to you. Praise God. Ask. Draw me to your presence. Help me to deny myself, Lord. Help me. These are things that please God. You don't go in and ask him for the Mercedes yet. He knows what you need. Amen? But so many times we approach him in a different, in a wrongful way. It's a disrespectful way. And we need to begin to realize that there is a respectful way of approaching God Almighty. Yes, he's your friend. He's your dad. That's different. That's when we're walking with him all day long. Hey, what's going on, you know? I'm doing high fives with Jesus. But when I'm going to my Father, and then I'm going to meet him in a special place where exchanges are being made, where revelations are being released, where the mysteries of God are bringing understanding, there's a different approach. Completely different approach. Amen? James 4. It's called the meeting place. Glory to God. James chapter 4 and verse 1. Or something like that. Verse 2. James chapter 4. No, verse 1. James 4, 1. Let's go. Everybody there? Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that were in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war. You beg. Yet you do not have because you don't ask. And when you do ask, you ask wrong. You ask amiss, that you may spend it on your flesh. Hello. Again, there's that wrong asking, isn't it? That's the wrong approach to the king. That's the wrong approach to your father. That's not respectful. That's disrespectful. Then he says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world? In other words, friendship with the world. Why is he saying friendship? Because people are acting just like they are. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. People become enemies of God and don't even know. They think they're just, oh, God loves me. Yes, he does. And they can say it all day long, but they ain't got God's favor. Amen? But they're walking in this false love affair without respect, without honor, without reverence and fear of the Lord. He says, or do you not think that the scriptures say, in vain. The Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously. But he gives more grace, more of his plan. Therefore, he says, God resists the prideful. But gives grace to the what? Humble. That's his plan. Therefore, submit. To submit means to seek. Therefore, seek God. Then you're able to resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen? It's different. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, and you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Again, submit is to seek. Only those that are humble can seek. They deny self, they fight to seek, and then they enter the meeting place, and all things are added. See, you already know that everything is coming, because you've met the Lord in the meeting room. You met your creator. You met your provider. You met him. And when you meet him in that place, you know everything's coming. I don't need to have it today. I don't need to know when it's coming. I know it's coming. That's my relationship. That's your relationship with him. I know that I know that I know that I know, and nobody can tell me any different. It's coming. Whatever it is I need, it's coming. Exodus 25. Why? Because we met. Exodus 25:17. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord was directing Moses in what to do with the tabernacle and how to build a tabernacle and so forth. And in verse 17, he says, you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. Now, this is the most holy place. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and the cubit and a half its width. You shall make 2 cherubim of gold, of hammered work. You shall make them at the ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at one end and the other cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim at the 2 ends of it in one piece with the mercy seat. And a cherubim shall reach out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and they shall face one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark. And in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. And there I will what? Meet you. With you. And I will speak with you from above the mercy seat. From between the 2 cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony. About everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel. Again, the mercy seat of the throne of grace to meet with you. This is where the exchanges are made. Hebrews 4. It's called the meeting place. Remember when the Lord appeared to Moses. Amen. And Moses stepped into God's presence. There was a meeting place. What was released? Commands. Look, when he spent 40 days with the Lord. For him, it was 5 minutes. Because there was no time in that realm. He went in there and out. Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? Boom, 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 whatever. But God revealed many things. That's why he wrote all the first 5 books. So he had to spend 40 days in there. But he left without any food, without any water, nothing. He came out with the glory of God, though. But there was an exchange made. His old life for a new one. Revelations. Everything was exchanged. God wants to bring us to that place where we have a desire every day to meet with him. in the meeting place. Hebrews 4:14. Let's speak it. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, and yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Come boldly. Fight. Fight. You got to fight to deny yourself, and then you got to fight into entering the meeting place. There's a fight all the way through. Resistance is always there. Your flesh will resist you. Your thoughts will resist you. Everything will resist you. Your phone will resist you. Hallelujah. There's a resistance in every area. Why? Because the enemy doesn't want you to meet your Father. He knows if he meets your Father, if you meet your Father, you are a danger to him. Because you come out of the meeting place more like your Father. Hello. 1 Corinthians 2. First Corinthians chapter 2. Thank you. The only thing that's cooling off is that container up there. It's probably empty. Anyways. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Glory. Let's speak it. However, we speak wisdom among those who are what? Mature. Mature meaning understanding. It has nothing to do with age. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to what? Nothing. Does everybody grab hold of it? They're coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That means the world can't understand it. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for whose glory? Our glory. Which none of the rulers of this age had known. For if they had known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the what? The deep things. The deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the what? The Spirit of God. It's powerful. Eyes not seen, ear nor her ears heard. See, entering the meeting place is the area where you're going to deep things of God. When the Lord gave me the scripture, I saw the Lord going into the areas of, like, you know, when you drill or when you dig out, you mine. So it was like mining the earth and finding treasure. And it was like, as the mining was there and he was mining, going through the end of the earth, and he was and all of a sudden all of these treasures were there. And he said, now come and get it. Now come and get it. I'm not going to bring it to you. I mined it for you. Now meet me here and we'll make an exchange. This is how he is. This is the relationship. Meet me here. Does everybody get it? Oh, hallelujah. That's why you got to go to the what? Meeting place. For the deep things of God. Oh, hallelujah. Deep treasures are mined. There's minerals. There's precious minerals. There's gold. There's silver. Amen? Everything is mined, or what we call drilled. That's called seek. Seek. You are mining. You are seeking. You're bursting through. God meets you at that location where there is treasure and exchanges the old for the new are made. Mysteries of God are revealed to us. And Psalm 42. Psalm 42. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. What the heck? That means you got to meet him. You got to get into that meeting place. Psalm 42, verse 6. Let's speak it. Is everybody there? Everybody okay? You know, for such a time as this, man, we need to be mining. I mean, we really need to be miners so we become majors. Stop looking. Start seeking. People are looking through windows. They're looking. The world is looking. They can look. We can seek. There's a difference. Verse 6, let's speak it. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calls on to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and at night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Deep calls on to deep. In other words, he's there already. He's already dug your treasure. Now meet him. It's called the meeting place for exchange. Amen? Psalm 63. Verse 1, Psalm 63. Let's do it. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I what? Seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a day, in a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Seek early. Again, many look, but don't seek. Only those that do seek can restore their true visual sight. Again, when you meet God at the meeting place, there's an exchange of sight. You see clearer. You see wider. You discern more. You're more sensitive to the things that are going around you. And you don't have to look anywhere. You know. You can walk with your eyes closed and still know. Does everybody understand that? Because it is the Spirit that's leading you and guiding you, not you. Not your senses, not your human senses, nothing. It is the Spirit that is guiding you. There's a difference. You will walk in His divine order. You won't be out of time. Psalm 105. That's why we have night vision. Psalm 105. Why? Because you get night vision by exchange in the meeting place. Everything is exchanged in the meeting place. Verse 1, Psalm 105, verse 1. Let's speak it. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who what? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Oh, seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. Powerful. Seek. Psalm 34. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turning on a Sunday morning. You know, if there was more people truly trying to seek and meet God at the meeting place, they wouldn't be doing a lot of goofy things. Hallelujah. There'd be more humbleness also. Verse 4, let's speak it. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Now, sought means that's an after effect of seek. Amen. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my what? Fears. Why? Because he met God at the meeting place. They looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who what? Fear him and delivers them. Are you going to maintain the fear and reverence of God without meeting him? No way. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want or lack to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Wow. Sought is the after effect again of seek, no lack, access to the meeting place of exchange. It is the meeting place of exchange. Psalm 14. Psalm 14, starting at verse 1. Let's speak it. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand or who seek him. Remember, he's looking for someone to seek him. He's looking for someone to meet. They have all turned aside. They have altogether become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Now, these are children of men. But God says, my own children are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. They don't seek. They believe they... Let me tell you, one of the things that the enemy loves to do is cause us into a place where seeking God's presence is compromised. Trying to meet with him becomes compromised and works become priority. That's when an individual has backslidden. Hello. Remember, he looks for the seekers to meet him. Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 4. Let's speak it. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will what? I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the what? Secret place of his tabernacle. That's the meeting place. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Awesome. Seek to dwell in His presence. The secret place, it's called a meeting place. 2 Corinthians 4. You know, many people, many people say they're seekers, but they're seeking the wrong things. They're actually lookers. Verse 1, therefore, since we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we do not what? We don't lose heart. But we renounce the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who have not believed, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the Lord God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. That's why he says, seek my face. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not us. Yet we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despaired. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. Why? Because they've met in the meeting room. That meeting place. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore we don't lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's working for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we don't look at the things, we don't look at the things which are seen, but we seek and we look at the things which are what? Not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Eternal. We are seekers of the meeting place. Now I'm going to close at 2 Peter chapter 1. We're Holy Ghost minors, so that we can become majors. Amen? There's a lot of demonic mining going on. It's called Bitcoin, too. They do a lot of demonic mining. 2 Peter chapter 1. Everybody there? Verse 2. Let's speak it. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And His divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly and great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Wow. Having what? Escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue your knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because they have met. They've accessed the meeting place. For he who lacks these things is what? Short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never what? Stumble. For an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow. He says, for this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. See, we know and are established in the present truth. It's what we do with it. Amen? We're either lookers or seekers. But I'm telling you, when you begin to press through, when you truly begin to seek to meet him in the meeting place, things change. Your life changes. I don't care how long you've been a believer. I don't care how long you've been praising and worshiping God. You will enter another level that will change your life. We're to be advancing, not decreasing. The only thing we're supposed to be decreasing is self. We're to decrease so that he can increase. That ain't going to happen unless you start meeting. Amen? Ask him. What do you want to ask? And you shall receive. Lord, please. Draw me in to the meeting place. Help me get to the meeting place with you. I want to know you more. What does the word say? Those who know him are not concerned with their life. They don't compromise. See, there's a lot of compromise in the body. There won't be a compromise. Look at how many people got jabbed because they compromised. Fear. Fear promotes compromise. That promotes wrong decisions. People have been overtaken by fear. Why? Because they haven't met God. They haven't been into that meeting place to meet him. Every day, early, he says, I will seek you. What are you doing? You're mining to meet him. You don't have to go there to seek something. You seek him and all things will be added. Amen? Everything will be added. People got a list of things they need. He knows what you need. If you truly will seek him, and when you meet him, there's an exchange. Man, you will leave with peace, joy, and righteousness. You will leave with an understanding that no matter what's going on, I don't care. Daddy's got it. And there's something else that you'll leave with. You'll know that he has the last say. You know he has the last say, not the enemy. He does. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And Papa, we give you all glory and honor and praise. And we ask, Papa, in the name of Jesus, that you reveal and meet us in every area as we seek, as we ask, as we knock. Lord, that you would meet each and every one here as they begin to change things around so that you are truly priority. Nothing else. We promise to give you the glory and the part of exchange in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.